Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Javon Inman on the line with me. Javon, say hello to the people.
Hello, Urban Buzz Magazine family. Thank you so much for having me, Nigeria.
Of course. So you are the type of artist I love interviewing. Independent.
Amen.
Putting out some great music. We're going to start with Thank You. This is your new release. That is it available on the digital outlets?
Yes, it's available digital outlets, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all streaming, and major music download sites.
Good. There's nothing like, because when I looked at the video, when I listened to the song, I felt you.
Wow.
It's nothing like when you have a thank you in you. Okay.
Yeah.
Not just thank you, but a thank you in you. And I
in
can
you.
Really,
I love that.
Yeah. And I can really hear it. And so I want to know, how did you birth that song out? Because that thank you is surely in you. So give us some background and let us know, where did that come from?
Amen. Well, first, thank you so much for filling me and really hearing my soul in that song. That means so very much. As a kid, I had gone through quite a bit. And growing up, you know, a number of insecurities and things that we've all come across. And then maybe my mid-30s, late to 20s, mid-30s, I was really facing moments and bouts of depression. And it seemed like those insecurities would still come up, and just even moments, excuse me, of brokenness. So then around 2016 to 2018, I just began to face all of these issues, and the Lord truly walked me through this place day by day by day. And last year, for me, was truly, and I tell people this, it was truly one of the greatest years of my life. I was able to walk through measures of deliverance where the Lord, He healed me and favored me and blessed me. And I hear His voice ever so clearly now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps me on my face and in humbleness and gratitude. And so that's how Thank You came about. I just began to think about all of that God has done for me.
Yes.
It's all for Him. And I give Him all the praise. So that's how the song came about. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, I hear people say, and God delivered me, right? And sometimes when you're going through a storm and you hear someone say that, you get the hope of, okay, well, maybe He gonna do it for me. But we talk about a dark place and getting that revelation of saying thank you, because Lord knows how dark and deep it can get. What is some of the process? And I'm going to just be transparent. I had a terrible accident back in 2011 that left me struggling and being victorious over PTSD. And I was telling people, you know, I was giving my testimony as I was doing the radio show, talking about if another person told me, oh, God going to use you, and I'm all broke up, hurt, got to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that right now. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But,
amen.
You know,
amen.
The pillow gets the tears and you just keep hope and holding on. But let me hear your version of how you get to thank you, because if we can just talk about that process, because it is a process, and how to really hold on and just not quit. What kept you still in that dark with the peaks of light to help you come up out of that depression? As you said, God delivered you. If you could just share some moments about that.
Yeah. Well, the moment, I believe, when things begin to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
We were on vacation, and whenever I go on vacation, I love to go to the beach and just be by myself. I love to walk alone and just talk to the Lord and have that one-on-one time. It's just, I've always been like that.
Right.
So this particular moment, after eating breakfast, I got up from the table. I was with my family, and I went to the beach, and I felt that I had no purpose. I felt that I wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as a child, when you are trying to figure things out and the lines don't necessarily match up and the I's don't really dot and the T's don't always seem to cross, and you're just in this place of, God, why? And what is this? And why am I feeling like this?
Right.
And as a man, and as a Black man, and as a father, and trying to be the provider, and wanting to make certain that my family is good, and that you're the stand-up guy. I mean, just, and being pulled in so many different directions, and ministering, and just having yourself extended out and having to pour out when nobody's really pouring into, and finding that your church is not really understanding where you are. I mean, it was just so many things that built up to this moment, and I'm not going to cry because I thank the Lord.
It's okay.
Moment. It was just all of these very dark moments where I found myself in this cave and I didn't want to come out. I wanted to stay there. And I think about when David was hiding from Saul, and he penned, you know, different psalms when he was in this cave.
Right.
And so I just got to this place to, I'm done. And I was in my room. My family was out eating breakfast. They may have gone, you know, done some shopping, but I was looking at this balcony, and I was ready to jump off the balcony. And I was laying in the bed, and I heard the door. My wife came in, and she found the room dark, the drapes closed, and she began to pray.
Amen.
And she began to pray, and she began to weep over me, and began to rebuke the enemy.
That's right.
And began to speak life.
Amen.
And that moment, I remember crying. Very silently. I don't remember her hearing me, but I remember tears coming down my face, and she walked out of the room, and I got in the shower, and it was like I had this breaking moment again in the shower. So then woke up that morning and got to breakfast, and we began to talk. We began to share. I began to share my heart about where I was, and began to be very honest with her about everything that I was going through. Little to her surprise, she didn't know that a week prior I was ready to run my car into the median and end it all.
Right.
And so I just began to just share my heart with her. And then I began to think about my two sons. And I began to think about her and just how God used her in that moment for me. It was a safe space.
Right.
And I began to share my entire heart with her. And that began a season of true deliverance and authenticity and being honest.
Right.
That led to deliverance. And let me just be honest. I'm not certain that we are ever fully 100% delivered. Maybe we are. And this is something that God is still revealing. And I'm just being honest. This is just how I see it. But every single day is a day that you've got to stay in the face of God. As Paul said, it, you know, every day you're dying to yourself. And so that's where I am. Even today, I was, you know, sharing some things with my wife that, you know, I've got to stay closer to the Lord. I've got to seek his face. I've got to fast and consecrate.
Yes, sir.
It still works.
Yeah.
It still works.
Yes.
So.
Yes. See, this is why
I
hear,
I
thank you so much. This is why I can hear that sound in you. That's why I said that thing. That
thank
thing.
You,
I was like, I got to, who is this? I got to interview this. That thank you is in that man. Get him on the line.
Praise God. It's
Amen.
The Lord. And,
yeah.
you know, it's a daily process. You know, none of us are perfect. We all have stuff.
That's right.
But at the end of our lives, what do we want our lives to say? What do we want our legacy to be? And for me, I just want God to be pleased.
Amen.
I want him to smile. I want him to be happy with my life song unto him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about him. And it's a daily process.
Right. As we're sharing, one of the things I kept saying to myself as I was trying to come up out of this pit was, God, you're going to get the glory out of this. God, you're going to get the glory out of this.
Amen.
Renew my mind, Lord. Renew, you know, just, it's like, it's his still small voice. For me, it was his still small voice, still speaking in all my crazy. He was still saying, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I could always hear.
Amen.
Every time I thought, this is it.
Amen.
Can someone roll me to the George Washington Bridge so I could just jump? This is it. It gets so rough. And I thank you for being transparent as well, because it can get, and you know, people are like, well, I thought you were saved, but that's why we save. See how we come out? We can go real deep, but I promise you can always come up. And that is called the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Okay,
amen.
Back to business. Just had to get that testimony in.
Amen. That's all right. Amen.
All right. So now let's talk about your process of being independent, a worshiper, a musician, a producer, and starting your company and being free to be a worshiper and please God as you've been called to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, started singing when I was about four. I mean, I just remember, you know, that four age in my granddad's church, singing in the Sunshine Band and growing up in church that way. And then I started, I wrote my first song when I was 16. I was a member of an R&B group in high school, which was pretty fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had an opportunity to go to the Apollo Theater, so that was pretty cool. We had some fun times, but from there I felt the Holy Ghost telling me what I need to be doing, and of course I obeyed, and from there just been singing, and you know, had always sung background, and I was truly okay. I had sung background for quite a number of folks and in choirs and praise team and different artists, and I was comfortable there, but then I felt the pull of God telling me that I need to be writing this music for myself and for my own projects. And of course, as an artist, you're looking on TV, you're like, man, I want to be signed to this label, I want to be doing what this person doing. I think we all go through that, and just, you know, in all honesty, and also because of the budgets that they have, you're like, wow, and here I am. I'm a full-time, my day job is in IT, and I've been in IT for, I don't know, about 23 years, right out of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I thank God for my professional daily career. I give God praise for that. But still, you know, my passion and my calling is music ministry. So after my wife and I got married, and right before my first album came out, Heart of a Worshipper, in 2011, we formed an LLC, Liberty Music.
Okay.
And that was a blessing because, again, it's everything that we're putting out. But still, in the back of your mind, you're like, man, I would love to be signed and signed and signed and, you know, just to be on these kind of a rosters. But then it's like, you know what? When you are signed to a label, you are really chained to whatever they tell you
That's
to do
right.
and however
That's
you
right.
want to do it. And you can't put out the music that you want. And I'm a songwriter.
Right.
And so I would want to, you know, do my own thing as well as still be able to provide for my family. So that's where I am now, and putting out my own music. I get to, you know, minister at different churches and events, my own schedule. I get to say no to who I want to say no
Come
to
on now.
And yes to whomever God tells me to say yes to. I'm thankful for it in that regard. I'm definitely grateful, and I finally probably got to that place of independent freedom and being grateful for where I am. Maybe about a year or two ago, just finally coming to that place of acceptance and thankfulness. So, and I hear so many different artists out there who are doing it independent and doing it well. That's where I am right now. And I'm thankful to be at this place of just receiving and being okay with being an independent artist.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to pay all that back. So the budgets are great. You know, they can give you $50 million, but they want their $50 million plus back. So, you know, if you're smart and, you know, I'm about numbers, at the end of the day, I'm going to come back with the same amount I probably started out with, maybe a little bit more, depending on what they're doing. Then you need a good accountant, you know. So, you know, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah. I thought about Yolanda Adams, mm-hmm. and I thought about Steve Harvey, and I always think about this. So, like I said, I'm in IT, and I've been in my current position for altogether maybe about 21 years now. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to, you know, for my family, provide and health care,
right.
and retirement, right. and all of that stuff, as well as be a gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about what they said. She said how someone was really coming for her about something that she was wearing. And she said, Yolanda isn't just a full-time gospel artist. Yolanda is a radio show host. She's an author. She's a speaker. She was going down the list. And Steve Harvey, they were both going down the list of all of the jobs that they had.
Right.
How it was multiple streams of income that was able to help them to afford the lifestyle that they have. How it wasn't just someone pigeonholing them into one particular arena or industry. And how there's so many artists who say, I want to be full-time, and I need to be full-time in gospel, and full-time in this, full-time songwriting. Well, I mean, amen, if that's what the Lord wants for you.
Right.
But I think for me, I want to be able to sustain, if not better. And I'm saying that God can't do it with me being a full-time gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm grateful that my family is able to take on the benefit of having the health care benefits,
right.
and going to the dentist and not having an issue,
mm-hmm.
As well as me being able to minister. You know, music, I live and breathe it. I couldn't
right.
get away from it even
right.
if I tried.
Right. And that's the truth. In my Miranda Curtis voice, and that's the truth.
Amen.
I love what she says, I swear. You know, I'm a fan
Amen.
First. You know, like I said, I listen to
Amen.
Thank You, and I'm like, what? You know, now,
wow,
whether you came or not, you know, what I throw the invitation out there, listen, I will request an interview with your artist. And at the end of the day, and I love being, here come my independence arrogant, either you're going to say yes or no. It don't matter to
Amen.
Me. You know, I tell people,
Amen.
I'm going to always have a job. I'll always be doing this because there's always talent. Look at all
Amen.
The talent shows that's on TV, The Voice, who got the greatest, you know, the greatest talent, this dance show, that. Everybody's in competition. But I pride myself on gathering the true key players, the true people
Amen.
Who have the authenticity about Christ in their life. And that always
Amen.
Blesses me. Now, you said
Amen.
Something, and so now I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to say something, and I want
yes.
you to pick up and talk about each one, because they're a process that we must go through, and
yes.
just give us some tips based on your personal experience. And here come the
Amen.
Three, and here come the three words: dying, dead, and alive. What does that mean to you?
When I think about dying, the first thing that comes to mind is ensuring that your soul is safe.
Amen.
In the Lord, nothing else matters at the end of the day. When you are on your deathbed, or you're approaching that last sunset in life, the only thing that matters is that your soul and your life is lined up with God and His Word.
Amen.
When I think about, the second word was dead.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, when you are dead and gone, what is your legacy?
Mm-hmm.
What will people remember you for? You know, I speak a lot about my wife, and I was telling her earlier how her legacy is one that loves hard, and she's a sacrificer.
Mm-hmm.
I think most women are, but I've seen God work through her.
Amen.
And or just on the grand scheme of things, not even about me, but what is your legacy?
Right.
What will people remember you for? What will people be able to look back on your life as you're laying in that grave? What will people remember you for? What has your impact been
right.
while you were living?
Mm-hmm.
Alive. When I think about the word alive, I think about how is your light shining?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're truly alive until you are reflecting the heart of God in your everyday, in your workplace, in your church, when you're at the grocery store, when you're at Target. You're not truly alive unless you are illuminating the light of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Definitely in being in His likeness. And I love that. Amen. Because the word says we're predestined to be in his likeness. So it's not even, yes. I love the Lord because it's not even up to us. He knew we couldn't do it. Okay, so.
Amen.
Yeah, for real, I love being a That's Christian. Real. No, I love being a Christian. I love my Bible. I love it. He gave me the right job, I swear. I always say, Lord, thank Amen. You. That's why I heard that thank it. You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I get to do this all day. Amen. This is the best job ever, you know.
Wow, all praise right. God.
Tell us about some of your other records. You mentioned a worship CD. What were some of the songs on there that you did and leading up to Thank You?
Yes, the first album was Heart of a Worshipper that dropped 2011. Mm. 11/11/11, that was a great day.
Okay.
And the first single was Redeemer. And I was going back and forth between that single and there was another one, Come Home. So we ended up choosing Redeemer. And the way that song was birthed was I was at a Bible study at church, and the pastor was just speaking about what God did for us in eternity, how he created the world and how sin came into the world and how Jesus came and he died on the cross for our sins and redeemed us. And then he said, now I'm going to create time, then I'm going to create man and allow man to experience what Jesus did in time. It was just an incredible illustration. Mm-hmm. And out of that Bible study came Redeemer. Yeah. There was another song that I just mentioned, Come Home, that really comes from the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. And that was a prayer that I love that song so much. The music, the instrumentation, the vocals, it's just an incredible song, one of my favorites. Thereafter, I released a song in 2014, I believe, a gospel love song entitled Beautiful Girl. And it was so interesting. A lot of people thought, man, is Javon still saved? And I was like, get out of my face with that. You know, right. Like I'm married and right. I want to sing a love song to my wife and, you know, put some scripture in it. It's just so funny. And I sang it very Prince-ish, you know. And uh-huh. So I think it was definitely causing people to look at me with one eye open, but I was so not moved by it. I'm bothered by it all. You know, this is a sidebar. You know, in Christ, you really got to know who you are because church people can really throw you for a loop or put you in a category. And you just got to be so strong in your faith and be around people who really get you so that you don't go off the deep end on some of these people. But anyway,
that's the truth. That's real talk right there.
You know, it's just church people, and I tell people all the time, I don't serve the same God. I just don't serve the same God as some of the people that I see and some of the things that we do. It baffles me. But anyway, so wrote that song, and what was great about that song, I got a lot of love from some soul, neo-soul radio stations in London, as mm-hmm. well as a great station here in the D.C. area that really loved this song. And that was a great moment. After that, I released a song 2015 called Empty Me. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I released my sophomore full album 2018 October, and that was Agape Eros, and that really speaks to our relationship with the Lord Jesus and reflecting that through marital as well as with family. Like on that record, I have my sons singing with me on Revelation song, and it's dear to my heart. And after that, here we are with Thank You.
Man, talk about that journey, being independent and having to deal with the people. And you said something interesting about having secular outlets appreciate you a little more than the Christian outlets in regards to the particular song, Beautiful Girl. But how do you feel the response is as an independent gospel artist for the product that you're putting out? Is it hard? Are you being received? Or, you know, what's the gamut like?
Yeah, I'm grateful. It's definitely been well received, and I'm grateful for that. You know what's interesting? I've written songs that have, of course, the gospel and praise and worship feel and traditional church feel, mm-hmm. but I've also written songs that air on more of a rock and roll, more of neo-soul, even some with a country twang to it, jazz songs. I learned something from Babyface that I'll forever keep with me. He said when he listens to an artist and they approach him and say, I would love for you to write me a song, mm-hmm. he says he first begins to look at their history and he gets to know them and talk to them before he even starts to play or write anything lyrically. He wants to get to know them because his music, I mean, he wrote that great hit, Change the World, with for Eric Clapton, mm-hmm. and so many other genres that he's tapped into. And I love that he was not just one vein. Now, of course, we all identify him with, you know, R&B and soul, but the ability and the gift that he has is just incredible for it. But he's able to tap into all of these different genres.
Right.
And I love that. And so for me, it's the exact same way. I'm grateful. Yes, gospel, that's I'll ride and die for it. Till the day that I am dead. I am gospel for life.
Right.
But the ability that God has given me to write something that has, you know, flavors of neo-soul and flavors of R&B and jazz, I'm just grateful. Yes, the gospel world is mine, and, you know, that's where I belong, but I just truly enjoy writing from other places. I get to, and it helps me to grow.
Yes, yes. You don't want to get stagnant. And I love what you just said, because this is what key players are all about. We're not going to be boxed in. We, you know, even even with me, I have a online magazine and an online gospel show. And I remember someone was like, well, how you going to do a gospel radio show and a secular magazine? How you going to do that? And you're supposed to be a Christian. And I said to the individual, well, how do you go to work every day?
Amen.
Right. You don't work in a church, you know, so how do you get up, get on the public trains, listen to the blaring music that the people are playing when you're walking by the stores? How do you function in life every day?
Right.
You know,
right. And you know, that kind of rhetoric kind of really rubs me the wrong way. We are to be the light in the world.
That's right.
We are to be the salt of the world. And wherever we go, we have the ability to impact atmospheres.
Yes, sir.
And events, whether it's the Grammys or whether it's the Stellars, whether, you know, it's a WWE wrestling match or you're in a restaurant. We are the light of the world, and we're not supposed to just stay boxed in, like
you said.
Or even minister to each other. When we go to church, yes, we are to receive, to be poured into. Then we are to go to our respective places and be that light.
That's
our mandate. That's our job.
That's right. I remember watching the Grammys, I believe, and Lauryn Hill, as her acceptance speech, read Psalms 40. The whole song. I fell out my chair. I was like, bless God, she had me in there shouting. I said, yes, I love everybody who will dare to use your public platform to praise God. But, you know, it's okay. That's why I let my work speak. And that's why when I hear songs like Thank You, I can hear it. Because there is a sound in the atmosphere. There is a sound. When my work speaks for itself, what was the first thing I said? Did you check out the website? Did you listen to the show? Because I don't want you to just come and just to be like, okay, this is just an open outlet. You know, I want you to know what you're attaching yourself to. You know, what the pastor said, this is good ground.
Amen, Nigeria.
I'm so funny. I know, but this is good ground. I mean, even the secular people that I interview, I always tell people, listen, my website speaks for itself. I designed it so. You know, I'm not going to talk about who I interviewed, who I've been with. It just is what it is. You're not going to see me on social media talking about, I don't know why. Listen, either you're going to say yes or no. So.
Amen.
And I love people like, and God brings you all, bring the key players to me. You know, I don't know you.
Amen.
You know, I get a host of, you know how much music I got to listen to? You know, that's why I was like, today is a good day. It's me and you. And I get to kind of do some stuff. But, you know, I'm bombarded. You know, people need me. I'm here to be the outlet for y'all, you know, so I comb through it. And like I said, I say, yeah, this is good stuff. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's get it out there.
And we are grateful for you and thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. So let's talk about your social media. Are you on social media?
Yes, I am on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Those are mainly the ones that I'm on. And my website, javoninman.com, JAVONINMAN. And it's the exact same thing on all the social media outlets. I don't do nothing fancy.
Right.
So people can't find me.
Right.
And I would so love to connect with the Urban Buzz Magazine family.
Of course. You know, we're like a... We like Christian gangsters. Once a key player, always a key player. We're not going to let you go.
Amen.
That's it. You're in. You're in, buddy. Okay?
No. Amen.
All right. Amen. So, listen. We love Thank You over here, and it will be played on WKPS Radio where key players speak. All right. So, Javon Inman, thank you so much for being on UrbanBuzzMag.com. And listen, whenever you're doing something, please let us know so we can help promote, let our listeners know where they can find you, especially if you're performing somewhere. And as I always say, I'm not mad you're in California, but when you come to New York, should you come by, you know, you can just give us a call here and, you know, we'll see what we can do and hang out. Or definitely, if you come in to perform, let me know.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate and celebrate all that you're doing. Nigeria, it's truly my pleasure and honor to interview and chat with you. Thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome.